Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Call Cahill. How special team in NFL during the week?
Patrick Manily.
My all-time favorite Bear would have to be Patrick Manily.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Pat Manily, the long snapper, Maynard, put it in position, and Robbie Gould sends the Bears to the NFC Championship game.
The longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
One of the things I immediately missed the most was eating lunch in Dean Pope's office. Olin Kruch, Roberto Garza, Patrick Manley. We never talk football. We talk trash.
Kraft Beer Mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
Patrick Manley.
So what I see on tape is guys just not given the full effort, and that's when I start seeing the crack in it. That's what I'm starting to see. The DJ Moore just struck me wrong that he didn't even turn around and want to watch the play. That's tapping out a little bit as a teammate. That if I'm in that room, I'm like, come on, DJ, what are you doing, man?
Patrick Manley with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our guy, Patrick Manley, has been watching some bad football lately from the Chicago Bears, and we like to pick his brain about all things football here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be back, guys, but unfortunately, we're back to where the Bears have been the last couple of years.
Yeah, this is not the future that we were promised.
No. I didn't sign up with Mitch to do the pre- and post-game show to continue talking about the same thing over and over. Honestly, guys, I thought this year, I said I was drinking the Kool-Aid. You heard that there in the opening. I thought this year was going to be different, and we're right back to where we've been in the past, and it's just unfortunate.
Why do you think the Bears are back in the same place?
A lot of things. I mean, Shane Waldron, to me, has not lived up to what we were hoping for. I don't think he's developing Caleb like we want to see. I think injuries have obviously hurt this team on the offensive line, and that's hurt Caleb as well. And then the other one, guys, they have too many damn meetings. Like, what's up with these meetings? And I just feel a team that has meetings all the time as players, that to me is a big red flag, and that's a lot of trouble. But it just seems like they're just not all clicking. Something is wrong of getting these guys all on the same page.
Well, that's interesting. There's a lot of different reasons there. Let's stick with the meetings, though, because I'm a fan of conversation. So maybe it's a fine line, because if you're not communicating about stuff, it can come out on the field. So it strikes me as a positive to talk about stuff. But why do you suspect that more meetings ends up being bad? Is there some kind of rift we don't know about or something like that?
Yeah, I was just thinking about it in my career when we had players-only meetings, and I guess it wasn't a players-only meeting on Monday. That's what I thought it was, and I heard differently. I talked to some people. But when you're having meetings all the time, things aren't going well. That's what it means to me. And I look back on my career. I remember, maybe 3 or 4 years into my career, somebody called a meeting, and we were all like, okay. And we were not a good team. And I was like, all right, we do need to figure something out. But we all kind of knew we weren't a good team. And when you continue calling these meetings and you have somebody stand in front of you and try to preach something, it just didn't go well. And at the end of my career, somebody else, another player, called one. And I'm like, these meetings aren't going to fix everything. And I just feel like when you talk about it and talk about it, that's not the answer. The answer is looking inside, taking care of your position group, taking care of your own self, and making yourself play better. And I just, that to me, like I said, it just throws red flags when you have all these meetings. I don't understand it. Like, I'm just, that makes me really nervous about this team, Speaks. So when you have all these meetings and you're talking, go out and do something. Just go practice harder. Go pay attention to the detail. Stop talking about it. Yeah. Just go do it. And I just hate when you hear all this talk. And then I'd rather just see something to be done, not just on the field at Soldier Field or wherever you're playing, but at Halas Hall. You know, stop saying we need to be better. Well, then go do it.
I get it. Hey, Pat, it has seemed to us that some camps have developed of people who don't mind talking to the media and saying stuff. And some players who don't like when other players are doing it. And I'm wondering if that's a dynamic that you can relate to or remember. Sometimes the players who don't want people to talk get labeled as like coaches players, like, you know, right? They're on the coaches' side and the other. So, like, is that kind of dynamic developing to your eyes and ears?
It changed at the end of my career. This dynamic now, everybody has a phone in their hand and everybody has a podcast and you have a microphone and all that stuff. So that started at the end of my career. I didn't like it. I was more old school, where we kept our message in our locker room. We kind of delivered it as one. I just think the game has changed. And then when you start hearing this, exactly what you're talking about is somebody saying they don't want them to talk. Somebody wants to go out and talk. That's a fractured locker room. And that, to me, is a troubled locker room, and that speaks volumes, honestly, volumes about your coaching staff and what's going on in there. And if I'm Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear factions saying one thing and another side saying another, and that just makes me nervous about this team and the direction they're going in.
I want to go back to something you said about Shane Waldron, and I'd love to know from the people that you talk to around the league, what goes on in these interviews with coordinators? Because I feel like some of this stuff that the Bears have had to work through should have been in the vetting process. Am I off base on that?
Yeah, but if I remember right, correct me if I'm wrong, they talked about how he was like, he could change his scheme depending on players and all that kind of stuff. I just don't see that happening. And they said that that's something they liked about him. And what I don't like about it is, what I see is he's calling plays, not players. I've talked about that earlier with you guys, but I don't know. I don't know what he did to wow them or to sell them. I don't know enough. And I think it's what happens. You got to go in and sell them on something, but he did, obviously. And I don't know what that is, to be honest with you. I don't know. And it's not showing up on, guys, it's not showing up on Sundays. And when you have to have meetings with your offensive coordinator and talk about, you know, holding each other accountable for practice and all that kind of stuff, that's not good. That is not good at all.
It just seems to me like if you're Matt Eberflus and you're a defensive coach, when the offensive guy comes into your office to talk, you should be able to pick out his BS.
Yeah, well, 1,000%. And I also think this, that when you go back and watch that tape, you're a defensive coordinator, right? And Matt Eberflus, you have to look at that and be like, oh, this is so easy to defend. Like, you're doing this wrong. This is what I would do to you. And that's why I'm just curious why he's still on his side as much as he is. It is his hire. But as a defensive coordinator, he has to see this game plan and say, what are you doing? We're all seeing that. We've heard Stacey Dales talk about it. She, you know, reached out to other people throughout the league. And, you know, you see it. We see it. I see it. It just doesn't look right, and I'm just wondering why he is still has his back the way he does, and I wonder if it will change in the next couple weeks.
You tweeted something the other day that Eberflus can't fire Waldron because he's firing himself.
Yeah.
Because this hire, this is a massive, massive hire. Yeah, this is a more important hire than Luke Getsy because of the quarterback that you get to work with and because of the timing. Like, does he get a third hire as offensive coordinator?
I don't know. I mean, the answer is I don't know. I don't think he should. That to me was his most important hire. They knew what they were going to draft. They knew what they were going to get. They were going to get a developmental quarterback that was going to be the franchise guy, whether it be Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams, and obviously they knew it was going to be Caleb Williams, but that to me is his most important hire. And if I'm Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, George McCaskey, you have a book on a coach, right? And you say, all right, this is his good stuff, this is his bad stuff. Well, his bad chapter is getting pretty darn big, and that's a big chapter of another hiring miss right now. It's a miss right now. They're 4-4. Lawrence, I heard you guys talk about where it's going to go from now, but it's been a big miss, and that's a big chapter in his book of whether you keep him or fire him. And I think it's not good.
Hey, Lawrence, I just found my notes from the offensive coordinator folder about Waldron. Can I run a few things by
yes,
you?
Please. Yeah,
this is from when they hired Waldron and found what they were saying and what sounded like a sweet spot with him. Offensive play caller for multiple years with a defensive head coach as his boss, so they knew he could just run the room in full, right? Not a hot head coaching candidate, so not a lot of fighting for him. And did they think that's a plus? That goes to your Cliff Kingsbury point, Lawrence.
He didn't want to hire his replacement.
Uh-huh. Digging around about what went wrong for him in Seattle, I found this. A reliance on the pass more than the run. On third and short, they passed it a lot. Drove people crazy in Seattle that they passed so much on third and short. An under-targeting of DK Metcalf, especially in the last 5 to 6 weeks of the season. And some other stuff here about being good on first down, which screams of good thought process and design. Lots of pluses in here, but some of those minuses are interesting to look back on at this point.
That's wild.
No doubt. And that's kind of what we're seeing, right? I mean, you have four playmakers in Cole, Keenan, DJ, and Rome, right? So why aren't you scheming plays for them? And that's what I see when I watch the tape. He's running an offense, right? He's running his plays, but you have four exceptional NFL players. Get them open. Scheme them open. Scheme plays for them. And I just don't see that. And I think that's hindering Caleb. And it's just make it easy on him. Just get the ball to those guys in their hands and figure it out. It's getting bad right now, and I'm just it's going to be interesting to see what happens. If they lose this game this week, guys, if they lose this game after watching a little bit of tape of the Patriots, oh man, it's damning. It's really, really damning.
So what did you see from the Patriots?
All right, I wanted to ask you guys, can you guys name four New England Patriots?
Only because I did research for Turn the Page. Okay. It's literally the only reason.
That's what I saw, yeah. Lawrence.
Drake
May. I had
May,
to do the same thing.
Drake May.
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, right.
Ramondre okay, that's a backup. Stevenson. That's a backup. That's a backup. Yeah. Joe Cardona is the long snapper, if you need that one.
DeMario Douglas. DeMario Douglas is a wide receiver.
There we go. Yeah, Dietrich Wise, who is now a backup. Like, it's not a good team. And it reminds me of when you watch Carolina and Jacksonville, right? And you know the Bears have way more talent. And right now we have some injuries across the lines that can hurt. But if you just go roster to roster, the Bears are way superior. And, again, like I said, if they lose this game, this is really damning. And that's what scares me, man. When you hear all these meetings, I talked about those meetings, this could spiral out of control. And, obviously, we know what's going on after the Patriots. But the Patriots don't have anything, Lawrence. They really don't. Drake May is their only hope. That's it.
Well, let me ask you one more film question.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about what the concepts were with the Bears' offense and it not looking great. Are there any things or habits that you're seeing Caleb Williams fall into because of the not great concepts?
Yeah, I think he's forcing stuff. And obviously, I'm not a QB guru, and you guys have those guys on. But it looks to me like he's like, all right, this play, I want to throw it to Keenan or I want to throw it to DJ when it's not there. There's a couple of those corner routes. I think he forced it to Keenan when DJ was coming open underneath. There was one I know Cole was wide open on a 1st and 10 that he should have just dumped it to him, but it looked like he was trying to force it to some of those guys. And when he was playing well over those first couple of weeks, we were praising him about taking the checkdowns, right?
Yes.
And I think, yeah, we were praising. He's not doing that. So that's what I'm seeing right now. And I want to see more of that. But I don't know, as far as a QB guru, exactly what it is. But my football eye is he's not taking the checkdowns. He seems like he's forcing some of these throws. And he's inaccurate, too. That's the other thing.
Patrick, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us. And hopefully our conversation next week will be a better one.
Please, man. All right. We'll see you guys.
That is Patrick Manley. He breaks down football for us. How about a little baseball respite?
I'm ready, man. We got a couple of goodbyes that we need to say. And both of them are dudes who are beloved and with very good reason, wouldn't you say?
I would agree with you on that. So we will talk about that next here on the...
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Score.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.